I know I've been gone for a minute with this podcast shit, but I came back with the heavyweight champion all the way from Colombia, Medellin, my favorite Najee boy. Give it up for FedEx Fearless.
Good, man. Nice to have you, man. Thanks for having me, bro.
My pleasure, brother. So for the people who don't know, right, who are you and what is the FedEx Fearless channel all about?
So I'm mainly focused on self-improvement, helping guys get in better shape.
Good.
You know, I've been making dating content for like 3 years now.
Good.
Something like 2019, teaching guys how to get better with women. FedEx Fearless, basically meaning I'm fit and I'm fearless. Now, that's kind of what I want guys to be in the dating world, with the fitness world, with the lifestyle world, with everything, man.
Beautiful.
That's all I'm about.
Before the YouTube success that you've been having, what were you doing like 4 years ago, 5 years ago before this?
So I actually graduated college in engineering in 2018.
Nice. Okay.
And then I was a personal trainer for Good. 2 years. And then from a personal trainer, I just pivoted to like making content on YouTube.
Now, curious, I think I actually watched your RP moment, right? You know, because obviously us men, we get played by girls from like kindergarten all the way up until we're older, right? But
yeah,
was that moment when you moved to Colombia and met some girl and just she was lying to you about something? Was that like the RP moment?
Nah, so my RP moment was I was at a summer camp kind of deal. And I was already learning game. I was already understanding female nature. And I met this girl, and then we started smashing. Ended up liking her, but I was kind of like trying to keep it, you know, because it wasn't that serious, because it was a summer thing.
Yeah.
And she was the one trying to like progress things to see what it could be.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I opened up to that, you know, it became too much for her.
Right.
So that's when I was like, man. Women can always flip the switch, and it's never, you have to always be putting yourself in the best position. And that was my big red pill moment.
Damn. Okay. For me, I don't talk about it much. I have it on my Patreon in full detail, but long story short, she lived in Santa Barbara and I'm in Orange County. That's a 5-hour drive. She came here for spring break in my area. And when I saw her, bro, I'll send a picture of her after this, bro. Like if you see her, like drop dead gorgeous, like to me, like, yeah. Curly, you know, curly blonde hair. She's black, Japanese and Filipino, like this gorgeous, right? Mm. I get invested in her when she goes back to school. Okay. Now she's 5 hours away from me. We end up FaceTiming sometimes 2-3 hours a night, 2-3 times a week, getting real intimate, learning about each other to every nth degree. After 5 months of this talking on the phone, because I don't want to make the drive. She finally came to LA, which is like a good middle point. That's like 3 hours her way, 1 hour my way.
Yeah.
We met up with her, saw her in person. I was like, bro, I bought her her favorite snack. I bought her a favorite drink. I was all giddy and happy. Get there, fat old hickey on her neck. Now, this ain't my chick. She's single, I'm single. But to show up with another man's mark on your neck from last night, this morning, like it's just come on. So I didn't feel like calling her out right then and there, like the second I saw her. Like, man, I've been talking to this girl for 5 months. Let me just enjoy my day, man. Screw it. So I enjoyed the day. We had a decent time. Half of me wanted to kiss this girl. Half of me wanted to sock her in the mouth like I'm Chris Brown. So I'm just like, bruh. I text her the next day. Hey, you get home safe? Yes, I did. Hey, just want to let you know I didn't really appreciate the hickey, though. She goes, what hickey? I'm like, I almost said her name. Jessica, show me your neck right now on FaceTime. Scene. Never talk to her again. And I, at that moment, I felt so disposed. Like, we talked for damn near half the year in our first argument. Bye.
and that's the thing, man. Guys don't understand that. Women are always going to do what's best for them.
Yeah.
Like, guys need to, and it's the thing, it's tough for men. Because
it's tough.
A lot of guys...
You morality.
Know, yeah. And we are taught to be the person that takes the high road, go above and beyond. So like, we're taught to be selfless.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You know, not do everything for yourself. You're supposed to look out for your family, your friends, and this, and this.
Yeah.
Pride and loyalty. But then when you're dealing with women, it's, and honestly, rightfully so, for their offspring, they have to be cutthroat. But
I was.
See, you got to be the same way.
Exactly. So in that moment, man, for like that got me. And I was down and out for about 2 days, where all I can think about was her. And then one day I get in the car and my friend goes, Chad, have you ever heard of alpha male strategies? I'm like, nah, like I never heard that guy. We get in the car. I'm like, bro, like I know about girls, bro. Like here's the thing. Most men are in denial. Most men think they know about girls since they've been around them since they could walk, but they don't know the nature. So I'm in the car and AMS is like, no fucking validation. Won't y'all get that? I'm like, validation? I always give girls validation. No dates after the third if she ain't full. I'm like, wait, like all these, I did, everything was new. Everything that came out of his mouth was brand new. I'm like, wait, what? And then I started to think, he said, don't validate women. All I did was validate that girl from Santa Barbara. He said, don't do this. And I did, like, everything just started making sense. I'm like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I went home, alpha male strategies, and just binged like 2 hours on the way to work, on the way home, like just alpha male strategies on. And just, I was just deprogramming, right? Because without, in my head, when you watch the movies, right? What happens is the guy goes for the girl. She dubs him for like the jock, the bad boy. But he wins in the end though. But guess what, fellas? That's in the movie. In the movie's 2 hours. You know what I'm saying? The end may be 40 for you. 50 could be the end. And who wants her in the end after she's ran through all these people? And you're like the ninth, 12th, 50th choice. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah, and that's how men get programmed. Like you said, you are taught to keep trying,
keep going, keep
accepting rejection, keep being the guy that she looks over while she goes have her fun, and then you should be right there waiting on her for your opportunity. What? No. You need to flip the table, flip the cards, start putting yourself first, and be that bad boy.
Yes.
After, in the beginning, right? Let her go settle with the beta males when she's done having fun with me. Great. You know what I'm saying?
Thanks. And that was my biggest thing, man. I had to deprogram from that because, and here's what also happened too in high school. I get friend zoned by girls and then they say, you know what, Chad? I wish more men were like you. You know, you're so this, you're so that, but I got no pussy. So it's like, you wish more men were like me, but you're not sleeping with me. You're sleeping with the guy that all the girls are saying is an F boy. So things were never making sense when I was young, bro. But I accepted it because I was so scared of telling them to, you know, to F off. Yeah. And I won't be your friend because I was so scared. I wanted them to like me.
Yeah. Yeah, man, that's a big issue, bro. A lot of guys right now, teens, you know, even guys in their 30s, 40s, they don't truly understand female nature. They think it's supposed to be this way. You're supposed to be led on and flaked on and ghosted and having to try over and over and over and over again. But when you sit down and think about it, like, hold up, bro. What do I get out of this? A girl who has been ran through? What? No, I want the best of the best too. So she gets to have a cake and eat it too, gets to mess with the bad boys and gets to mess with me whenever she's done with them. How does that make any sense?
Hell no, bro. Yeah. But I got some questions there written down because y'all want to make sure you're touching these points. So when I go, I like to go out, but when I go out, I don't really drink. One, two drinks max. I'm not out here getting blacked out. I'm just there to socialize, network, and talk to some girls. And I'm always, you know, just looking at people. And I'd say the classic 80-20 rule where 20% of the guys in there actually shoot their shot, right? So for you in your life, what is better for you, the online approach or approaching in person?
See, now this is where things get interesting, bro.
All right, let's get interesting then.
All right, okay. I believe in maximizing what's going to give you the best ROI.
Yes, that's all
the investment. right? And a lot of guys, they deter away from online because they're not doing it the right way, right? Cold approach, I just had a boot camp where I was, you know, I was teaching guys how to talk to women in person and they were getting better at it. But this is the thing, and I'm somebody who's approached hundreds of girls in person.
Yeah.
As a man, your best return on investment is to maximize your image in the online space and have women pursue you.
So that's what I was going to say, yeah.
Right, you can't physically sift through the amount of low interest versus high interest women when it comes just to cold approach. But don't make it, like I believe in cold approach. I think cold approach is a great skill for a man to learn, being able to talk to any beautiful woman you want. But when it comes to ROI, return on investment, you have to put in the work to create some kind of image online where you're not having to keep having to go out there and approach 10, 15, 20 girls every single day.
Got you. So I'll say this. The first thing you said, I slightly disagree, and I'll tell you why. I think most men are not liking the approaching women in person and prefer to swipe on Tinder or say, hey, I saw you tonight at the club. Instead of going up to her, I saw you, right? And here's the thing, but this is where I do agree. You said men are doing it wrong. I agree. I tell men this, you can't say, I'm not going to approach no chick, then go on your Instagram and it's shit. You can't be shit both places. You got to pick one. You can't, like, bro, people DM me on Instagram with two pictures. Hey, bro, these girls, like, how I get better on Tinder. I'm like, bro, like, you have two photos, 2017, 2015. Like, oh, it's just, guys, listen, look at me and mostly Fit. I'll say Fit's Instagram. That's what it looks like to put in effort.
Right.
You know what I mean? That's what it's all about. And you can't expect to take pictures with, you know, with your iPhone at a bar with your 10 of your homies and expect the girls to go crazy for you online.
Bro, I 100% agree, bro. Like, listen, you're right, right? See, don't get the guys will take what I just said and try to say, oh, okay, I don't have to talk to girls in person. No, you have to first master how to talk to women in person. I think that's the first step.
Yeah,
if you can't go up and talk to any woman you like in person, have a conversation, lead a conversation, you're not going to win regardless. Because guess what? You can have a billion followers on Instagram. Yeah. If you don't have no communication skills when that girl goes on a date with you, you're going to lose it regardless. So you got to learn how to talk to women regardless. Facts. And like you said, you can't, oh yeah, I don't want to talk to women in person. What's your Instagram look like?
Yeah.
No,
yeah,
photos, nothing. Like,
screw, bro, both ways.
Pick your struggle, guys. Pick what you want to struggle at. I agree, bro. I 100% agree.
Yeah, I think with men is if you don't like approaching girls in person, fine. But at least go get a photographer on Fiverr or Craigslist. Nope, pay no more than $200, right, for an hour. Get yourself, so, you know, bring different, at least two, three different outfits. I say these three, maybe maybe dress up, collar shirt, maybe one if you may at the beach, lake, whatever, and then meet out with your boys or at a nice restaurant. Basically show women what it's like to date you. And exactly. Fit does a good job with this where he'd be at the gym, he'd be traveling, nice restaurants, clubs, lounge. So he's basically showing women, this is the life you'll be able to join if I let you in.
Yeah.
Right.
So I don't think you should give them that out though. Right. You're giving them that out that if they don't like to talk to them. No, you don't have a choice.
You have to
be better at talking to women in person first. Nah, because if they don't, what's going to happen is they're going to meet girls. They do all this work on Instagram and they don't. Okay. What's going to happen when you're on a date with her?
Man, and this comes the next question. Men say, "I run out of things to say in person. I don't want to say in person."
Yeah, because you never practice talking to women in person. You got to, that skill has to be mastered first. Like, guys don't, the thing, this is the thing though, bro. Guys do not want to do the work. They want to skip the work. They want women to just, especially the women we're dealing with the options they have, you want them to pursue you and you don't want to be the best at everything. You kidding yourself. You're delusional. It ain't happening. They got to get better at everything.
I agree. It's for me, I tell guys, when guys struggle with women, I do my coaching calls. I say, how are you sourcing? Like, I'm just, you know, Tinder. I'm like, okay, well, do you have guys you can go out with? Not really. I'm like, a lot of times, bro, guys lack a social circle to even get out there.
Yeah.
Right. So if guys have no social circle, they can't go to a bar alone or a club alone. So sometimes like it's their pack. They have no pack of men to get out there and do it.
Yeah.
That's a big thing too, man. Like I know for a fact, if me, you, Austin, and Steph went out or an MJ, like, it'd be a problem for these hoes. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man. That's the thing. These are the guys you got to compete with.
Yeah.
That's the issue because you got to compete with dudes you got to compete with a dude who already in great shape, got the Instagram, and can talk to girls in person. What you gonna do? So guys gotta level up, but they don't want to do it, man. They want the easy way.
Facts. And the follow-up question to that was, why do you think men are scared to approach women in real life?
It's because of the rejection. They're scared of being told no, but rejection means nothing. I'm gonna give you a perfect example, bro. I had guys talking to girls literally just 2 days ago in New York City. And after approach, their fear of rejection started to go away. Because you realize this doesn't affect who I am. This doesn't change who I am as a person. A girl tell me no, great, I don't care. But that doesn't change who I am. Right. But because you're not used to going out there and then just shooting your shot. And this is the thing, though, bro. A lot of guys believe when they're going up to a girl, it's I have to get this girl's number. You're outcome dependent. The moment you become outcome independent, you're thinking I'm giving this girl an opportunity to be a part of my life. The way you look at approaching changes. I feel like every girl I go up to, I'm giving you an opportunity to be a part of my life. You should be thanking the Lord.
The Lord Jesus
is coming up to you. So if you say no, I'm not stupid. Okay, I guarantee you I can find a girl, many girls who are willing to be a part of my life. So a lot of guys, and it's bro, it's so much tied into it, bro. You don't do the work on the back end, and then you want results on the front end. If you don't work on yourself and get in good shape, become as attractive as possible, you're going to care that a woman tells you no because you know you don't really deserve that girl. But when you look at you, bro, you're on your grind, hustling, you're all over the place, you've been grinding on TikTok, you're expanding your status, you're starting to see that self-worth. So when you go up to a girl, you're not thinking, oh man, I'm trying to get this girl like me, like baby.
Yeah, you're missing out. This? Facts.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I got a lot of stuff going on in my life. You should be lucky to be a part of it.
I like how you flipped on its head. That's why I tell guys all the time. I make videos on TikTok where I talk about guys. When a girl rejects me, I go, it's fine. She probably didn't have her contacts in. She probably couldn't see me all the way. It was low light. Like, I'm just like, you didn't even, like, did you even see me? Like, that's my mindset. I'm like, really? You don't want me? That's crazy. All right. Well, hey, you lucked out. Not you lucked out. You missed out. You like that's my mindset where it's like I think that you missed out on a massive opportunity. Most guys my age aren't doing what I'm doing, so you took an L. It's all good though, and if you could come back around if you want in a couple years or so, you know. But that's I like that mindset fit where you tell guys to it's their loss. Stop thinking of it as like I'm not good enough. I'm not bro. Like a girl who makes 20 bands a year working minimum wage, she missed out. She broke. You know what I'm saying? Like, nah.
But, bro, this is the thing. It's the back end work that makes a man feel like that. A lot of these guys, they don't want to do the back end work. They don't want to go take those professional photos. They don't want to get in better shape. They don't want to improve their fashion. So when they do go up to a girl, they're trying to just throw something at the wall and hope it sticks. You're hoping to get an opportunity because you know you don't really deserve this girl. What I'm telling you is this. Put in the work. Get in better shape, improve how you look, and you're gonna think the same way me and my boy thinking. You what? Me? You a broke? Must be blind, like you said.
Must be blind. You have your contacts in.
Okay. Let me say maybe you need to go to the doctor first before you come back.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, right. You can't see nothing. Right? And that's the mentality you're gonna have after you put in the work. You're gonna have that man. I've done all this stuff and I know I deserve what I deserve.
Facts. So let's go off the women for a second, man. Let's jump on purpose. And I'm gonna give Fit his roses real quick, because one thing about Fit, he is his purpose is dedicated, man. He's every single day he's promoting himself, his businesses, or he's giving free value, or he's just, you know, shooting ads for himself, TikToks. The dude, you know, is very, very focused. So the question is, how does having purpose in a way give you game?
Oh my God, man.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Oh Lord. Listen, guys, this is, I can't stress enough, man, how important finding what your true calling is in life, or finding something that gives you a deeper meaning. It is, forget everything else. I'm telling you right now, purpose first will make you the most attractive man to anyone. Like, bro, I'm literally extremely busy. I don't have time to fake high value. I literally, like, you texted me. I got a million things to do every single day. That keeps my mind focused. And guess what that does? It makes me less available, true, less needy.
True.
And any woman in my life, she's not fighting for just a little bit of my attention, a little bit of my time. So I'm telling you, God, and listen, this is the thing, bro. This didn't really hit me until I started getting deep in my purpose. Because you hear, hey, you know, get on your purpose. But it doesn't really stick to you actually doing something that you really, really love.
Facts.
And when you're doing something you really, really love, it's like, man, your focus kind of moves away from women a little bit. You start to have even more abundance. Like, hold up, wait, I got this going, I'm working on this. You start to feel more fulfilled as a man, and you will notice that a lot of women are going to be trying to fight for more of your attention.
That's
a lot of women
facts,
are going to be in, hey, can I get more? And you don't, and it's the thing. A lot of guys, they try to fake that. You're waiting for her text every minute. She texts back 3 hours later. You pretend to text back 5 hours later, but you ain't really doing nothing.
Yes.
When you're on your purpose and doing something you love doing, you don't have to fake high value. Women can sense that you are a man of purpose.
Facts. So, hey, man, I had to change my battery. It just went off right up. So I'm trying to change it. But that's so important because when I jumped on purpose, you know, it's about 3 years ago, I'm like, wow, my time is a lot less available. Which is huge, because now when I'm with girls, right, they go, oh my God, I only see you once a week. In my head, that's enough time. That's more than enough. More than enough. But like, oh, I want more time, which makes them more interested in me.
Yeah.
And so that's the biggest thing I've noticed, is when when you're on your purpose, time becomes less, you know, valuable, and also makes you more cutthroat. It makes you way more cutthroat, because there's not enough time to be flaking on dates. You flake, okay, you out. Is an hour before? Oh, you out. Next. I know you're probably the same way. You're probably ruthless with the flakes.
I don't have no remorse, bro.
No.
Zero. And like you said, it's because my time is scarce, right? Bro, before we hopped on this call, I didn't did TikTok videos a day. I didn't had a meeting. I didn't been to the gym. I've made, you know, coaching content. Like, when do I have time to be worrying about a girl? So if I do have any availability,
facts,
you better be thanking the Lords. I really believe that. You better be saying, Heavenly Father, thank you for the opportunity that I get to see this dude. Right?
Yeah, 100%.
If you mess that up, it's over. Ah, goodbye.
And what's dope, Fit, is that two things. Number one, you're in Colombia, right? And from what I heard, I might be wrong, there's not a lot of opportunity out there. So there's not a lot of successful young men.
Yeah.
So it's like you're already standing out, because how old are you, 25?
And man, I think I'm too old, bro.
Hold on. Okay, that's a whole nother topic. Okay. Okay, so it's funny, right? Because to me, if you do the statistics, right, black man, 25, I'm assuming you make over, I'm like a pocket watch, but I'm assuming it's over six figures. Let's just say that.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, okay. Okay, sure. That, I looked that up. That's like 0.0001.
But that's not, okay, that's the thing. This is the thing.
Yeah.
Well, all those stats sound great. but that's not who I'm competing with.
Okay, gotcha.
The best of the best. I want to be a top 1% male. I know people who are 18 multimillionaires, right? I think if you know you have greatness in you, which I know for sure I do,
yeah,
you got to step away. And this is something that all us men do. Once you start accomplishing things in life, you tend to try to get a little complacent because you're like, oh, you want to look back and smell the roses. But bro, potential means nothing if you don't accomplish what you could accomplish. I think why not make $100 million? And you if you had 20, 25, you should already have 5 to 10 million already. That's my mentality because I'm chasing extreme success. I'm not comparing myself with the regular dude. They will never work as hard as me.
Never.
So it's like it's my mentality is, and this is what I want to tell guys who believe they're lions. Stop comparing yourself with the regular Joe. They don't want to put in that work. Compare yourself with the elites. Compare yourself with the guys
who King are Keto.
Your age.
Yeah, King Keto and all them.
Exactly. That's who I'm around. That's the people. So it's like, I can't compare myself to a dude who wants to go to the club every weekend and get drunk and, I got to compare myself with people who's making $1 million a month. I got a quick story for you.
Go ahead. Right? Go ahead.
This is why it's important to think like this. I had a guy who was on my Buy Me a Coffee a few years ago. And on my Buy Me a Coffee a few years ago, guys were asking me questions per month. Thought in 2020, this dude was messaging me, asking me how does he stay focused and, you know, improve his day trading skills. And I remember giving him some advice, but this man gave me, he did a consultation with me like a month ago. And he was like, man, it's so hard not to leave with money, Fit. I've blown up so much. I was like, he keeps bringing up money. I was like, oh, I mean, this is just out of curiosity, bro. How much money are you making, bro? He's like, bro, honestly, I'm making about $5 million. I was like, you making, he's 21 years old. He's like, I'm like, wait, you making $5 million a year? He's like, no, bro, I'm making $5 million a month. He's like, bro, I'm gonna make at least $50 million this year. And I'm like, you can't come, how can I compare myself with this is what is achievable. It might sound crazy to most people that a 21-year-old might make 50 M's this year, but that's what's possible when you maximize your utmost potential.
Got you. So what you're saying.
Yeah, I might be doing good in a relative terms compared to all the human beings, but I can't compare myself to other human beings.
Got you. So your message is compare yourself to the top dogs, not to people went to high school with, not people yes. you know went to college with. Compare yes. yourself to the top dogs.
Compare yourself with the elites. If you believe you have what it takes, because a lot of guys don't believe they have what it takes. A lot of guys are okay with six figures. I'm sorry, bro. Six figures is a joke. Like once you start to see what's possible and how hard you can work. Bro, you six figures, that's it? Bro, you got people who making that in a week. Do you make $1 million a month? But it sounds crazy to the average person because it's like, man, they would just be happy to make that a year.
True, exactly.
So, but once you know what's possible, and that's where a lot of guys are not ascending is because they don't even know what's possible. You hearing that, oh, this kind of money is just only for a certain kind of people. Bro, there's no limited seating at the top.
True.
There's no only a few seats, bro. If you put in the work, you can achieve that too. But I was born in Nigeria. I came from a third world country. And I'm telling you, six figures is a joke because of what you're capable of. If every single guy who's going to watch this, mm-hmm. I'm telling you, what you can accomplish, the things you think are great now will be a joke to you.
I agree, man. I think the biggest thing for me is when I used to work at Nordstrom, I was selling shoes and they removed commission. So it was all basically off hourly. I make about $1,400 every 2 weeks. Right. And yeah. at the time I had very little to no bills. Right. So probably, I think I paid for gas and like my car insurance. That's it for the most part. So I had a lot of extra money to blow. I was, you know, living life large. Then yeah. last month I had my first $8,500 a month, almost 10 bands. You know what's crazy? I felt like I was still broke. So I went from $1,400. I'm thinking I'm doing pretty good. times that by 8, still felt, man, my life didn't change. Like, you know what I mean? So it's like, yeah, you're right. You have to, but here's the thing though. If a guy is watching this, his mom makes 50,000, his dad makes 50,000, his uncle makes 50,000. It's like, what? Like, that's all that I know.
Yeah.
So they don't think they're entitled to that type of money. But here's the thing. That type of money only comes from you kind of becoming an entrepreneur. Because, you know, if you work out Ralph's, the chance of you becoming the CEO of the company in the next decade, slim to none.
No, not happening.
And also the whole thing, time for money. You can't clock in, clock out, and become and be a high six figure, like, you know, 500,000 above, you know, or seven figure earner, clocking in and clocking out. You're gonna have to make a business online, because you can make money 24/7 with products like you and I and Steph and Austin all have.
Yeah, but the thing is, that takes work. A
lot of guys, lots of it.
Guys think entrepreneur, bro. This, don't do it. Don't come over on this side if you think it's gonna be easier.
Easier, I agree.
Not the word. It's going to be extremely, and this is the thing, though, bro. The more money you make, the harder it gets.
Why is that?
Like six. Okay, so first six figures.
Okay.
I made multi six figures last year. But in 2020, I made my first six figures.
Nice.
Right. Okay. It wasn't that hard. You know, I would say, looking back now where I am, I'm trying to get to seven figures within the next year.
Okay.
Bro, it's significantly harder than it was just to make six figures. In terms of the amount of work you have to put in. Like, it's easier for me to scale now.
Okay.
I can start generating income a lot faster, but you got to be doing more of the right things over and over and over again. I can't make that many mistakes no more.
Got you.
I can't leave that many things up to chance no more. So the more money you're trying to make, the more you have to be doing the right things.
So I'll say this. The skills you had in 2020, we made six figures.
Yeah.
They're not going to work to make seven. You have to get a brand new set of skills and a brand new set of mentors and a brand new set of hire this editor, hire this cameraman, hire this, this email. Right. Like, it takes a lot more to get to that seven.
It takes, you're going to have to elevate who you are. For every tax bracket, you're going to have to elevate who you are. I'm sorry. You want to make $1 million a year? I guarantee, bro, this thing, I guarantee you, if you make seven figures a year, you did a lot of things right. A lot of things right. You have to be hiring the right people, working with the right people, producing a specific kind of content, right? Doing the right things, creating products that give value. I can't just make a video and just hope, you know, I can't just make a product and just hope. Like, let me give you an example. This is perfect. So when I made the first six figures, it was, I was trying to do everything by myself.
Yeah, that was me.
But when I made multi six figures, I had a team. People think you could be a millionaire by yourself. You are kidding yourself. You have a lot of responsibility.
I think it comes down to being selfish, bro. Because like I'm thinking, because for example, I'm blessed. I'm a videographer, right? So I can edit, right? So yeah. I can edit, I can shoot. But when it comes to like, for example, I'm about to hire an email marketing guy. That's gonna be 12 emails a month for my email list, right? So now I'm giving that work to somebody else. So me typing out 12 emails, he does the SEO. Enough. You know,
enough, bro. Enough. Most
a month?
No, I have an email every day.
Every day,
bro. You, dog. So I'm telling you, bro.
Yes, I know that.
Anybody that runs a big business, you email marketing, you got to be in the customer's mind. I got people who buy from me and be looking at and been opening my emails for 3-4 months. But just finally bought from me. It's real, bro. This shit is crazy. It's crazy work.
Got you. All right. Well, hey, so let's jump back on to the ladies for a second, because that was a dope purpose talk. And I think that men, you know, listen to this, man. If you try and get to the six figure mark, it's gonna take some work, man. Hear from Fit First. I made last year last year was just videography for the most part. I made a little bit of defund simping money, not a lot. I made about 72,000, but this year I'm gonna get the extra 30 bands and go over 100. And then 2023 is gonna be the 250, 300,000 a year. That's my goal for that one. But my next question is, it's me some it's me like hot takes, right? So questions that are kind of controversial, you know. So I'm gonna see what you think. Can women and men be just friends?
Absolutely not.
So, Fit, with your experience, why don't you think men and women can just be friends?
Men and women cannot just be just friends because most men want to sleep with women they're just friends with.
I agree.
So this is the dynamic you're playing yourself with, right? And a lot of guys that accept the just friends route.
Yep.
Girl knows that you want something more.
Yes.
He can tell that you would take that opportunity if she gave it to you.
Facts.
You're so soft, you're so weak that you're willing to hide behind a bush and hope she give you some pity booty one day. That's what I call it, pity booty. You know, the alpha is ignoring her tonight and she just want to cry in your arms and finally let you smash.
Facts.
You look pathetic, right? Now, the only way this can work, if it's just a business solely relationship.
True.
Somebody that works for me and there is nothing more. But if you, this is a girl you hang out with that you low-key think is hot and you will definitely hit it if you could, you a beta. You're in scarcity.
I agree. So what I tell girls is this. When a guy sees a beautiful woman, he's thinking one of two things. Either A, I smash, or B, I get in a relationship with her. Not, it never goes, wow, she looked like a great friend. It's never that. So the looks attracted him to you 9 times out of 10. If you don't believe me, go gain 150 pounds and see if that guy would approach you again. Probably wouldn't. So next thing I'll tell guys is this is how guys work. If we find you attractive and we get along, we want to smash. So if a guy finds you physically attractive and y'all get along, y'all can relate and talk for hours, all he's thinking about is smashing. So it's usually platonic, like you've mentioned. It's platonic one way. That's the girl's platonic. The guy is not.
Yeah.
And I feel bad for girls. I met one girl who has, bro, her best friend is a guy. Like, she's in his bed watching movies. Like,
this is the thing, bro. Those kind of girls, I would never take seriously.
Couldn't do it. In
terms of a relationship, because she knows what those guys want, but she's using them for their attention.
Yep.
And if you ever want to get in a serious relationship with a girl, if a girl keeps a lot of guy friends, I'm telling you right now, in the back of her mind, she's keeping them as a viable option. Right, she's not stupid. As much as she tries to pretend that she is, mm-hmm. she knows that those guys will hit it if she let them. So why? Okay, we're gonna ask the guys. Why are you trying to talk to a girl that you really want to smash, but you pretending to be a friend? Why are you so soft? And as the girl, why are you? You know a guy will let you. You know a guy will smash, but you still keep him around when you have a boyfriend. You know what he wants from you. So in my opinion, as a guy, if you friends with a girl that you really want to smash, you're soft, you're in scarcity. She looks at you as below everything, right? And if you a woman and you know these men want to smash and you keep them around when you're dating another guy, you're just as toxic.
Got you. And another thing too, as well, is those guys are going to be jealous when their girl's a friend gets in a relationship. So when y'all get into an argument, she's going to confide in another man. Right. And that guy is going to call, come on, you know, he ain't doing you right. Like,
exactly.
So like, he's going to recruit her back to his side because he misses the relationship he has with your girl. So the only time I let a girl have a guy friend, he was a lame. He was a fat, overweight, like, so he had no shot.
But that's still dangerous. That's still dangerous, Chad, because you're forgetting the emotions that can come from an argument with you. You're forgetting that women can be vulnerable when things aren't going well with the guy that they like. So she might throw that physical attraction out the way for a night just to get some comfort from a guy that's giving her that. So a lot of guys thinking, and that's what you probably thinking, hey, oh nah, he don't have a chance with my girl. But if he's giving her comfort, a lot of women will be open to that. This is how a lot of guys, a lot of lame fat dudes get some booty. They get some pity booty.
Pity booty.
So you ain't getting no, if I'm dating the girl seriously, and you, it's not even a negotiable. Like it's non-negotiable. It is me or your guy friends. And if you ever have guy friends, it's over. You can leave anytime. My way or no way.
Got you. Yeah, man. That's one thing I struggle with. But this was back when I was 22. My game has gotten a lot stronger since. But back then, my mindset was, you know what? He has no chance. But you mentioned, you know, he's a shoulder to cry on. You know what I'm saying? So eventually, the pity booty can be thrown his way. The next thing we're going to talk about, and girls had a fit when I said this, it's basically, I'm going to do two of them at the same time, too. Yes or no, and then we'll talk about why. Girl trips to provocative places like Vegas and Miami.
These are not even like questions, bro. There's no way that how is this how
Girls, man, girls have a fit when I talk about this on TikTok. They lose their mind.
because this is why they want their cake and eat it too.
Facts.
You want to be able to have the boyfriend at home and still go, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. Because I tell guys, you think her friends gonna tell you what happened? Her friends
Hell
are the ones
no.
encouraging her.
In
They're the
fact.
ones who encourage her. You what? No. And this is the thing, guys, fellas, women are not stupid. They know what can come from being in certain situations.
End up in the
They know
VIP
what.
table. End up.
Exactly. They know. Come on, man. Stop acting like these girls are so dumb. So if she's willing to put herself in that position, even when she's dating you, she's not truly in love with you.
I
Because guess
agree.
what? Any woman that is deeply in love with you doesn't want to do anything to lose you. Anything. She doesn't even want to take a chance that you get pissed off because you saw something like that. She doesn't even want to take it. So if a girl even has the nerve to even say, I want to go to Miami with my girls and they're not coming with you. Oh, no, it's over. It's over. Relationship is over.
So what do you say to the girls, right, who always hit you with the insecure and why is there no trust? So insecure and no trust. Well, how do you respond to those girls, Fit, who are hating?
So this is the thing. You want a guy to provide and take care of you. He's going
Facts.
to have principles. Hey, can I have girlfriends that come and rub my back and they just go home? No, right? I mean, you're not sure what's gonna happen, right? Yeah, that's the same thing. I trust the lock on my Lamborghini, but I'm still look in the back seat when I get in the car. Why would you? If you might know that your girlfriend is loyal, but why are you even putting her in that position to do certain things? Would you let your hot best friend come and massage my feet when you at work?
Probably
No,
not. Yeah.
it's probably not. So why would I let my girlfriend go on a girls trip where she can be swayed by advice from other people? That
Top
makes
tier
no
dudes.
sense. That makes
So,
no
and
sense. Go
my
ahead.
take on it too, brother, is like, okay, I think nowadays a girl's perfect boyfriend is what you mentioned is she gets the perks of exploring options, but coming home to a boyfriend and having consistent sex. A shoulder to cry on, but they still like to explore options. Whenever you cut a woman's options off, like when Myron said, I don't want you on Instagram. I want that gone. Girl, he went viral all over the world. Like the world picked that up. Like he was, they're talking about it in Australia on that little like morning show. So it's like whenever you cut off a woman's potential options to meet other men, they have a really hard time with that. And I tell people is listen, now you may disagree with this one, but I don't mind if she goes to like she goes to Yosemite. She goes to go see Mount Rushmore. You know, like like just places where it's not so promiscuous. Because think about it, when she goes to Miami, she's probably end up on a boat, then at Komodo, then at a club, then at some nigga's penthouse. And you're telling me she didn't say no to all of those things.
Not happening. It
And
ain't
then
happening.
all of a sudden, what's it called? Swae Lee comes through. Oh, you're
Yeah.
cute. Where you from? Oh, I'm
It
from
ain't happening.
California. No.
Listen, bro. Listen, brother. Listen, partner. If your girl is being put in an environment where you, okay, we all understand female hypergamy. Women love to monkey branch and date up. You're going to put your girl in a position to be hypergamous? Oh, great. And this is the thing. This is the thing, Chad. This is the thing. Okay, so it might just start off innocent. It might just start off, oh, we going to the club and hang out. But slowly but surely, and this is what guys don't understand. Women are very herd-minded. They're not going to want to be the
I went out. They have to go.
Yeah, they don't want to be a boring girl out the group. Oh, girl, we're just going to have a few drinks and have fun. We're going to go to this party. Okay, no problem. She's going to go right with them. And then before you know it, here goes Drake or Floyd Mayweather. And he got his chauffeur coming up to her. Let's not be stupid, fellas. You know, as tight as your game might be, women will monkey branch. Or at least they will entertain it.
Yep. And what happens is if her friends are also single and their thoughts, right, they're definitely going to encourage, oh, he ain't going to know. Oh, come on. Like, it's just not the most, it's not the best place. And to me, it's like, why would you want to go to a place that's just so promiscuous when I'm not there? You know, so I definitely am in a big component of no girls trips. Now, another one, you're probably going to, you know, roll your eyes. How is this a question? But girls hate it. I also got canceled for this one, Fit. I don't want my girl dressing like a thot on IG.
That's not even a... Listen. Hey. You know, this is how I feel, Chad. This is how I feel. This is exactly how I feel. I'm going to let you do whatever you want.
Sure, yeah, go ahead.
I'm just going to disqualify you in my head.
Yeah.
So hey, take what you want. This is what girls don't understand. That if you want to deal with high-value dudes, they might not say nothing. But they see you being a little thot on IG. Oh, disqualified. He doesn't want that. No. Post all the thirsty pictures you want. Great. He gonna smash.
Yeah.
And then when you want something more, oh, he's gonna be gone.
Wow, exactly.
Look historically, look at the type of women men have cuffed, men have given a ring to. Men do not want their woman to be for everybody else. If it's so important to you that you must show your body to everybody, then you have to accept what comes with it. You're not going to get a high-value guy that wants something serious with you. But hey, you can do whatever you want. But you can't have your cake and eat it too. You can post all the pictures you want to post. Facts. But don't expect me to take you seriously.
I agree. I told girls, I said a quote on TikTok. I can't build an empire with a woman that still craves attention from the village.
That's bars.
Yeah, man. Like, and the girls had a problem with that because they're saying, oh, if you can't handle a bad bitch, then you can't. Oh, okay. I was like, fair. So my mom's not a bad bitch. She don't post photos like that. Yeah. Well, like.
they're trying to reinvent female, how human beings are hardwired.
Yeah.
Go tell your mom you're posting those kind of pictures online and see what she thinks of it. Exactly. Go tell your grandmom what she kind of be. So when has this, it has only become okay in this time of history. It has never been okay. It's always been frowned upon. So now you guys want to change how society and life in general, because think about it, Chad. Ancient times, a man is a hunter and gatherer. He's going to go kill a buffalo to bring back to his wife, right? The nurture of the home. How you think he's going to do that for the village thot that everybody sleeps with?
Nope.
This is what you trade. You trade loyalty for resources. But this is the thing. Women now have their own resources. But it gets even trickier because they want, the more resources they have, they want a guy with even more resources. True. But guess what? You want a guy with a lot of status, a lot of money that looks good. He's going to have those same principles. No guy, unless he's a simp,
is going to
want a woman that is putting herself out there for everybody.
Facts. It's a damn shame, man. And like girls hate when I said that. The whole world came after me when I said I don't want a girl that's dressed like that. But I'm sticking to it, man. And a good girl gets it. A good girl will get it.
They know. And that's the thing. They can try. They know, man. They're still, Illinois might be scarce now, but there's still women out there that understand that them being loyal to a man is the only man only way a man can love them. A man right. cannot love you if he doesn't feel like you're loyal to him. He won't do it. He won't do it. He'll smash. That's what they get confused. They confuse male attention for male loyalty. A man is not going to be, it's not going to make you his wife. Thanks. Just because, no. What, why, what are you providing to his life? What are you bringing to him? If you for everybody, great. I'm just getting my turn.
Yeah, it's my turn and off to the next.
Fidato.
Next question, Brad. Next question. Now, this one I know you're probably very passionate about, so I made sure I put it in there. A lot of times girls get on TikTok and, you know, guys are interviewing girls on the beach. Oh, dad bod or six pack? A lot of girls are saying the whole dad bod thing. I have my reasoning. What's your reason why girls are now saying dad bod?
Easier to control.
Facts, yeah.
Listen, man. Listen, guys. Listen, bro. We all want the... Listen, everybody wants to go to the buffet and pick whatever they want and, you know, not have no consequences. You women would prefer a guy that's less of a challenge. A guy like me, a guy like you, it's going to be tough. She's going to have to put in work. You're going right. to have to compete with other women. A guy with a dad bod, he can't replace her as quickly as me nope. or you.
Facts, yeah.
So that's, of course she wants a guy with a dad bod. Then she wants a guy that every girl wants. She got, every time she looks on my photos, there's another girl liking, another girl commenting. That's constant competition.
Facts.
They want to eliminate competition. They want the less, it's less work. But what they, but this is how women contradict themselves, Chad. The guy who's less work is boring.
Facts, yeah.
They claim they want a guy who's less work. They claim they want a dad bod, but 6 months in, now you're getting bored of him. Women need that competition anxiety. They gotcha. Need to know that their man is desired. This is who they've always been. The king, the emperor, who conquered societies, conquered worlds, was wanted by all the women. That, why did the queen feel so valuable? She was able to get him. This is who women have been for centuries.
Facts.
So when a woman is saying, I want a guy with a dad bod, okay, great. Explain why. Or would you want a guy who's in great shape that can be as easy to control just as well as the dad bod? They will always say yes. They will always pick a... This is how I get girls. I ask them, okay, if everything was equal, if everything was the same, if the guy treated you the same way, would you or would you not pick a guy you were just more physically attracted to? They will always pick a guy they're more physically attracted to.
I agree.
But that tells me you're lying. You don't really want a dad bod.
So my whole dad bod thing is this. So when a girl sees you fit, walking on, you know, the beach of Columbia, shredded to the bone, you know, big legs, shoulders, everything is just swollen on point. And I congratulate you on that. Girls look at that and go, damn, if I dated him, I couldn't slip. And that gives them anxiety going, damn, they didn't do like, bro, I went to Austin's crib and I was like, he doesn't even have juice, just water. Not no Gatorade, just water, right? You open up his pantry, protein bars, protein drinks, and some protein cereal. Like, girls come over like, damn, like, I can't even like have an Oreo. Like, I feel like he's judging me, you know? So girls feel that anxiety going, damn, I'm with a guy that's serious, so I can't slip up. I think they don't like that pressure. What do you think? Or am I wrong?
That's 100%. It's a lot of work. It's a lot of work to be able to, because they know this guy is going to be desired by other women. They want a man that is least desirable by other women, so he's easier to control. They don't want to put in work. If you honestly think, sweetheart, you're going to get a high-value guy, you don't have to compete for him. You're joking.
Delusion.
You're delusional. You're going to have to compete. You're going to have to be his best option. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm sorry. The same way men have to compete, we have to go out there and be something in society. We can't be no bum. We got to get in good shape. We got to make some money. We got to do all of this for us to be deemed high value. You got to do the same thing if you want that same guy.
Got you. So I'm going to do two more. One, I'm going to tell you one story and then one more question. So let's say you were to have a son, FedEx. With all the knowledge you know about female nature, self-improvement, at what age would you want to toss your son the RP? Would you do it early as hell, like he's 7 years old, or let him go through some pain? Okay. Okay, so you give it to him early.
This is why. This is why. I feel like I don't want him to be programmed by anybody else.
Okay.
That's the issue a lot of us guys have had. We were programmed for so long that when we finally understood female nature, it hurt us to the bone. Right? But if this is what you understood, imagine if you knew not to give women validation when you were 6 or 7. You would have kept that girl. Same thing with me. I would have had the girl who I let open up to, I would have had her fall in love with me because I didn't know. We were programmed a certain way. And I think men are more open to being taught what's right and what's wrong, right? So I would teach my son very early, very early.
Got you, okay. So for me, I have a slightly different answer, but I like your answer, it makes sense. Like, why even let someone else program them? And that's a good perspective. But for me, I'll say this. If I heard AMS when I was, let's say, 7th or 6th grade, I would reject everything he said because that's not women. I know women. That's not what women like. And I reject it. But once when Jessica from Santa Barbara ripped my heart out, okay, all right. Now I listen. You got me now. I listen. So I almost needed the pain to be able to relate.
Yeah.
But that's the only thing I would say. For my son, like, for example, let's say I'm driving the car and my son graduated high school. Oh, you're still dating that girl? Yeah. Where's she going? USC? Oh, in California? Y'all still together? Yeah, we're doing long distance. All right. Next week, he get in the car like this. I'm like, you good? Yeah. Y'all still together? No. Ah, son, I think it's time to have that. So I'm not sure, but I maybe want to let him go through some pain first so he can kind of hear me out. But that's my take. But now I'm going to tell you the story. And this is at the end of the podcast. So like we probably lost like 80% of viewers by now. So I ain't tripping if they hear this, but I'm going to tell you, did Austin ever tell you the story about me and him going to Miami for the first time?
No.
All right. This is a good one. All right. So my first time ever meeting Austin, I'm not going to lie, bro, super humble dude. I'll expect him to kind of like, you know, just be too cool for school. Super humble, great ass guy. We go out to this place called the Dirty Bunny in Wynwood. Cause you know, we didn't have money to go buy bottles and shit in South Beach. So we're at Wynwood, I see a group of 3 girls. Now I'm like, all right, I can't be on the wall chilling because Austin think I'm a lame. Like he's talking on TikTok, all this shit. What's up now? So I'm like, all right, I kind of felt like I got some pressure. So I approached these girls. They're awesome. I'm approached first. And you like, you know, come behind.
Yeah.
So I go up to the girl I like. She like a slim, thick Latina from New Jersey. I'm talking to her. And I'm like, Austin. So he comes over and he's very not Austin, man. He don't talk to, he's because he has so many girls coming to his phone. It's like, why even approach? Yeah. So he come up, he nonchalant. He's like, yeah, I'm Austin. Yeah. And he pulled out his phone, and just sat there. And I'm trying to game all 3 of them up, keep them somewhat interested. Now, mind you. There's my girl, an average looking white girl, and a cute little Hispanic girl, but she had drinks in her hand, and the guy was like hovering her, so I assuming she was probably with that guy. Mm-hmm. I look up after about 10 minutes, and all of a sudden Austin's talking to her with the guy like next to her. Okay, mm-hmm. Probably a cool conversation. All of a sudden, I'm talking to my girl. I look back, that girl was now like chest to chest on Austin. And the homeboy left. He was probably buying drinks all night. He was probably just like, damn. Like, and Austin didn't do much. He just sat there. And she approached him, right? Then I'm thinking, okay, I'm not. It's a little TMI, but I've been dancing all night. I don't feel like taking these girls back. Let's do tomorrow. So we invite him over to pregame, and they don't get to the crib till midnight. I'm like, all right, they probably know what time it is. And they left the other girl at home. So they came over with just 2, not 3. And then I'm not sure if you watch Austin's videos. There's a video of him clapping a girl. Mm-hmm. I was there. Like, that was our girls, right? So then what happened after that was Austin ended up getting blocked by that girl a week later. She had a man.
Ah, I remember that.
So it's like girls' trips were the epitome.
Especially when a guy should find a trifle. You listen, this is what I'm saying. This is why I tell guys to look, man. And it's something I've learned from Austin a lot. I will credit Austin for helping me improve my like facial aesthetics 100%. Like,
yeah,
I learned a lot from him. Cause I've seen how women treat guys they just find really, really attractive. It's night and day. You mean to tell me your girl go on a girl's trip and the guy she sees is 9 or 10. She ain't gonna take an app. Oh, you crazy. You crazy, bro. I don't trust no girl enough around a guy she sees as, I'm not, and it's the thing. It's a guy she sees as a 9 or 10, not a guy who's a 6 or a 7 that's trying to hit on her. A guy she sees as a 9 or 10, you mean to tell me you trust your chick?
I don't.
I'm sorry. Not a guy she sees as a 9 or 10. I don't think she got the willpower. So, if she has to do it, I guarantee you, she probably finds Austin more attractive than her boyfriend.
Pro, for sure. Night and day.
This is why it's so important to improve your look. So she's gonna test that out. And that's, bro, it's so important to get better looking, bro.
So,
go ahead.
3 minutes left. Now, I wasn't gonna talk about this. I thought we'd go into the next one, but you said something that's so important. Are you familiar with the black pill?
Of course.
Okay. So I learned about, not, I heard about it and I never really dove in, but I actually did some diving in. And mm-hmm. I think the number one thing to talk about, do you think looks is the number one thing in when it comes to dating, or is there other factors, or think the looks is just number one flat out?
I'm gonna be honest with you, chat.
All right, go ahead, bro. Give it to me straight.
Oh, man. When it comes to getting in the door, nothing matters more than looks.
Okay.
No, I'm sorry, bro. I've seen it. And I've been with hundreds of girls. And I've seen, it's just, I'm sorry to tell y'all, but when it comes to getting in the door, I'm not talking about keeping the girl. It's got to have a little bit of social skills and be able to communicate.
Yeah.
When it comes to getting in the door, nothing beats looks, money or status. Because guess what? If everything was the same, if she was in the room with all ballers, who would she pick?
If it's all ballers, probably the most attractive one. If it's all ballers, yeah.
In the room with all guys that have money, who would she pick?
Probably the most attractive one.
Is it? She will always gravitate towards the guy she's probably more attractive.
Gotcha.
And that's what I had to learn the hard way.
So let me ask you this. Do you think if Jonah Hill walked, so you're in a nightclub in LA, you're in a section, so you have some status, you're in a section. Do you think you'd beat out Jonah Hill getting girls?
Who is Jonah Hill?
He was the guy that was in Superbad with the big fro. He's white, a little chubby, but he's like an A-list celebrity.
Show me a picture.
Here. All right, cool. I got you. Hold on. I'll pull a pic. Basically, what I'm trying to say is, in my opinion, I'm a bit more biased when it comes. I think status may beat out a lot of people. You know, average Joe versus status. Here, I'm going to look this guy up right here for you. Hold on. He lost some weight, but he's still like, you know, looks like a thumb with blue eyes.
Oh, okay.
That's Jonah Hill. A-list celebrity, right? So if he walks into the nightclub, you are jacked. You got good teeth. You got muscle. But I think, so you think, would you beat him out when it comes to girls? Or you think he would because he's an A-lister?
I think when it comes to sleeping with girls, I'd beat him.
Okay.
But he probably get more opportunity.
Ah, okay.
He will probably, the girls might be a little bit more curious to see what he's just about, just for that status. But that doesn't mean they'll fuck him.
Okay. So he'll have more like swings, more opportunities to swing.
Yes.
You. Okay.
But when it comes to who is she going to open her legs to, I think I win.
Okay, gotcha. I think that's a fair distinction. When you have status, you will get more leads, right? You get more leads, right? But the guy that looks better with here's the thing, with a decent mouthpiece, you can't just be a retard and exactly. With looks, right? You'll win more with closing. The closing rate would be higher with the guy with the looks, but the status guy will have more leads coming in.
Yeah. So now, let me just ask you this question.
Okay.
Who do you think, let's say Jonah Hill, right?
Okay.
Okay, my camera went out. Let me change it.
No worries, bro. I know that battery, man. I can't. Oh, you're good. You're fine. All right. Yeah.
So who do you think a woman would be more patient with?
Okay.
When it comes to who she's going to be overall more patient with, a guy she sees as a 10 or Jonah Hill?
The reason why I'm thinking about this question deeply is Jonah Hill's pockets are deeper, right?
Right.
So he can do the Maldives trip. He can pick her up in the rolls. Like,
but he has to do that. That's what I'm saying. The patience. She's going to be way more patient with the guy she just finds extremely attractive that he maybe one day can give her. She will take a third of what Jonah Hill has with the guy she finds attractive. Over just Jonah Hill, he got to take her to Maldives. He got to pick up in a Rolls Royce. He can't just show up and just expect some pussy. Not happening. He has to do all of that. So if you don't have the looks, you have to do more. You have to be lavish.
That's the point. Yeah, yeah. True, true. That's what I'm saying is, bro. I have a homie who's legit, braces, fat, chubby, like, but his charismatic level, bro, like, through the roof. Yeah. So he gets girls by just being this charismatic, confident guy. If he took that away from him, oh, he's screwed. Oh, it's bad. So he has to do a lot, you know, to get girls in bed where he can't just show up and go, hey, what's good? Pull up. He has to really confidence, talk to him on FaceTime for hours, get him laughing, take him on a dope ass date and then smash.
That's what I'm saying. It takes more work when you don't look smack.
Yeah, that's fair. I think that's a very fair assessment. Can you get girls fat and you're confident? Yes, but it takes them to take a lot more effort.
I'd rather a guy put the effort into himself so you get more. And this is the thing, bro. This is the thing. Jonah Hill, do the women really like him for him? How would he know?
No, he'll never know.
He'll never know. How would you know a girl is legitimately into you when you know she doesn't really find that physically attractive and you keep having to spend, drop money, do this. You got to keep doing that to keep the girl. A girl gets a gift from me, she's ecstatic. just a gift in a year. You know what I'm saying? So like, bro, I'm telling you, bro, obviously we trying to, now if you're a guy that has the same status and money and you're good looking, now you got to deal with girls who are crazy. They're trying to. You got a little bit too much going on for yourself. But if you're just relying on your status to get laid, you're going to have to put that status up front.
I agree. All right, man. I appreciate all the time, bro. I'm going to send you this call so you can chop it up, make some good content. Appreciate you coming on, bro. I'll talk to you.
All right, man. Thank you, man.
Peace.